Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. 7 years ago, a group in Port Perry wanted to create a festival that encouraged, enabled, and equipped churches in the Port Perry area to glorify God through music and the arts. The David Festival has since expanded each year, both in the workshops it presents and the numbers of people coming from outside the area. Author and journalist and Port Perry resident Karen Stiller is one of the festival's organizers, and she's on the phone with us tonight from her home office in Port Perry to talk about the David Festival. But before we get to our interview, let's listen to It's All Good from Ellie Matthews' Tell Me a Story CD.
Cloudy sky, so what? Another lousy guy. Well, I swallowed all my foolish pride. Now I'm thinking there must be a bright side. Well, right now I'll stop crying over all that I'm not. Right now I'll think of all the things that I've got, 'cause baby I can choose the words that I say. Oh, and it's a change the world if I could. And things don't always go like they should, but it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. So what? My dreams went up in smoke. So what? My life's a mess and I'm flat broken. And I could use a fresh perspective. Well, right now I'll stop crying over things that have passed. Right now I cherish all the love that will last. Well, this life is crazy anyway. Yes, and it's a love. Change the world if I could. And things don't always go like they should, but it's all good. It's all good. It's all good.
And now to our interview with Karen Stiller. Good evening, Karen.
Hey, hi, Robert.
Now, before we get to the details about the David Festival, let's talk about you, your background as an artist, as a writer. When did you begin writing?
Well, it's a good question to ask on a snowy, cold day, because I started writing in Meadow Lake, Saskatchewan, when my husband and I lived there. He's an Anglican priest, and that was one of his first places. And I found myself at home with our firstborn son. That was 19 years ago, and I had always wanted to be a writer, and just started to imagine what that could actually look like. And the town was small enough, and an editor was generous enough to give me an open door into the local newspaper called the Meadow Lake Progress. And they let me sort of experiment with a column, so I did that. And from there, it just sort of built over the years. So I've been, you know, a writer for, 19 years, as old as my son is.
Wow. Now you've mainly worked within journalism. What sort of led you into that particular path? I mean, you started with a column, but you eventually you ended up at Faith Today.
You're
still there. Sort of what led you down that path into journalism?
Well, that was really what I was always interested in. I'm not a fiction writer. Yet, I don't think I ever will be. It's not that I'm closed to that, but I really like to tell stories that are true about real people and how they're living out their faith in the church in Canada and around the world, that really interests me, as well as stories about things that need to change in the world. So I've always been very interested in social justice issues, and then as a person of faith, I'm very interested in how faith interacts with those things. So all of that combined led me down the path to journalism. And then when we left Saskatchewan and moved to Toronto, I was fortunate enough to take a course at Dindale with you, my classmate, on communications. And that really just solidified my path and showed me that, yeah, this can be done. And so, yeah, it went from there. And I just consider it a really amazing privilege to work within the Canadian church press industry. So telling stories that actually, in a selfish way, kind of help my faith, because I'm always interviewing people or reading the work of other people who, you know, have had their lives impacted, have lived through incredible things, have accomplished amazing things by being a follower of Christ. And I couldn't ask for a better job, I think.
Well, and that's even led to a couple of books that you've written, one of which is you co-wrote with another journalist, Patricia Patty, that's just been released, that whole aspect of telling stories and that. Who have been some of your influences over the years as you've developed as a writer?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, I'm a huge Anne Lamott fan. And in fact, we here in Port Perry, where I live, we started a writers group, a Christian writers group, and we're working through her book, Bird by Bird, which is a book about writing. And anyway, just because I was reading that last night, so that's top of mind. But I love how, pardon me, Anne Lamott tells kind of the unvarnished truth, and she's very vulnerable. So I really appreciate her style. She's also quite funny. Self-deprecating. I like that kind of writing. In the mainstream press, and Christy Blatchford, I love her writing. I like her journalism. I like her, what I see as an integrity in her reporting, but she also still has her own very strong voice. So I appreciate that as well. And along the way, there have been editors who have challenged me to do better, to reach higher, I remember, well, Gail Reed, who was my managing editor at Faith Today, she's now retired, but I remember once she called me out on being sarcastic in my writing, that my humor in a piece I had done came across as sarcastic. And I just remember that as a pivotal moment for me, thinking, yeah, I saw that she was right, that what I was trying to say was not what I was saying. And so there have been, truth tellers along the way who have really helped me, and I like that, and I'm grateful for that. So I'm also a Brené Brown fan. I don't know if you know her or not, but she's a Texas professor who became famous through a TED Talk. I mean, she was already doing good work on the topics of shame and vulnerability, particularly in women, but she writes really well to those topics, so I enjoy her topic, and it plays into writing, our identity as a writer, but I also like how she writes. So
great. Well, what I want to do now is we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Karen Stiller, who's involved with the David Festival. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
Don't rebuke me or in your eyes. favor is my need, Lord. I am faint, feeling weak. I need healing, I need your relief. My bones are in my soul is in anguish inside me. How long, oh Lord.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Psalm 6 from the Shire Poets self-titled CD, The Shire Poets. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Karen Stiller about Port Perry's David Festival. Karen, where did the whole idea for the David Festival come from?
Well, that's a great question. I entered into the festival about a year. I think it was 1 year after it had gone live. And the David Festival emerged out of a longing in our town of Port Perry, which is a very artsy town. We have theater, there's concerts, it's a very alive town, and there's also, you know, lots of churches here. So it came out of a desire to pursue excellence in worship and the arts. And so a committee formed and a festival ran the first year, which was in 2008, and that festival focused on singing primarily. So it was choral, so church choirs and, pardon me, worship band. And since then, the festival has grown to include other arts expressions. So I came on as part of the committee to explore writing, to present a writing workshop, not as a presenter, but just sort of facilitating it, finding an expert to come in. And from there, it's grown to include drama. This year it has a visual arts workshop that's really cool. There's songwriting. It's just a really exciting thing that's very grassroots driven. But everybody, well, the committee is a very interesting mix of people who are volunteers from churches, but also, you know, we have some big players on the committee, like Bev Foster, who runs Room 217, and she's a musician, and she's just a visionary who's not afraid to take risks. So last year they brought in Robin Mark, who's from Belfast, Ireland, and he came to Port Perry and Uxbridge to present songwriting, and this year we have Brian Dirksen coming. So what I love about the David Festival as a writer myself is that we, because we're close enough to Toronto, I guess, although Brian and Robin came from a farther distance than that, we can access really top clinicians, but still keep a reasonable price, still keep the small town vibe of the festival. So it's very cool.
Well, looking at that, I want to break down some of the workshops and that you're talking about. You mentioned the worship one. You're looking at a workshop on worship band leading and songwriting. Not only do you have Brian Dirksen, who's one of the premier songwriters in Canada and around the world as a worship leader, you've also got Ellie Matthews and Mike Jansen. Both of whom are strong songwriters and worship leaders in that as well. Can you tell a little bit about that whole workshop and what that part is all about?
Well, with the worship band workshop, and I will say that is one workshop that tends to fill up because people understand what a great experience it is and what a rare experience it is because it is a smaller conference to be able to interact with people like Brian Dirksen, for example. And so essentially they will come for the weekend, and we're getting people or bands from, you know, as far away as Peterborough. We've had interest from Burlington and places like that. And they'll take a class, which is an interactive, you know, workshop with, they're learning from each other, they're learning from the practitioners. There's some clinics going on, so a band will present one of their songs, say, and sometimes the clinicians are interacting with them to tell them how they could get better. So you've got that sort of formal learning coupled with the just really personal, really interactive workshop experience. So we've never heard anyone complain about the experience. They're sort of blown away that they get to interact at such a intimate level with such, you know, skilled people.
Yeah, and I can see how that could be a sort of a real changing experience for people. I'm looking to you, the workshops in writing, and of course this is an area that you're in. You're looking at drama writing, but you're also bringing Carolyn Weber, who I've had a chance to talk to before about her books and her memoirs, and you're doing a session on memoir. Again, back us up and give us a little, fill in the lines for us on those ones.
Yeah, well, with Carolyn, this was a nice coming together of different conferences, actually. I met her at the Word Guild's Write Canada conference. I didn't have a chance to hear her teach, but I got to speak with her a little bit and just recognizing the impact and really popularity of her memoirs. And we just started talking to see if she'd be willing, to drive to Port Perry and present a workshop, and she was, so we're thrilled to have her. And again, it's like the little festival that could, just we're willing to ask the people and take the chances, and so far people say yes. They like to teach. The practitioners and clinicians that we have come, they have committed their craft and their life really to excellence and using their gifts. And generally people at this level and this stage of their art, they want to share and they want to give back. So that's the kind of experience we're looking forward to with the writing workshop. I'm really excited about that. Mm-hmm. And from last year's David Festival writing workshop, that's where this writing group I mentioned earlier began. So we're really hoping we'll get a great turnout for that. And I think it'll be a great time with Carolyn.
Well, and the other thing that's really neat too is from, and I remember talking to Bev Foster about the David Festival last year, was one of the things that the David Festival was created for was to help local churches, especially those that are still using choirs, especially those that are still, more in the liturgical tradition. And you've got a couple of workshops that are looking at that. You've got one on visual arts, about making worship space beautiful, and again, you have the choral workshop. Again, give us a little more detail on what's going to happen with that, because they sound fascinating.
Yeah, well, let me start with the choral workshop, and I'll say you use the word still have choirs and still have liturgy, and I would say, which I know that you agree with me on this, that the word still isn't a part of it. Like choir music and liturgical practice will never go away. They're a huge part of people's worship experience and worship preference, actually. I think most of us, when we hear beautiful choral music, we're moved in a way, in a kind of awe and wonder that we may not have through different other kinds of worship music. I mean, we're all different, and that's what makes the church such an interesting place. So the choral workshop is a key, sort of foundational piece of the David Festival. And what we have there is this really neat experience of church choirs joining, coming as a group usually, although individuals can, and working with really a world expert this year. Dr. Lee Willingham is coming. He's done all, his whole career has been with choral music. He's from the Faculty of Music at Laurier University. And he works with the choirs on a particular piece that he has arranged ahead of time. So they're really stretched. It's intensely practical. And the idea is that they are just getting a chance to work with somebody who's so skilled. And then the choir directors will normally just continue on that vein long after the David Festival and, incorporate what they've learned and so on. So it's just wonderful to hear them at the end, because we do have a wrap-up celebration service where there's little bits from every workshop in the service, and so we all get to taste it. Now, visual arts, that's something we're doing a little different this year, where we have a panel of experts. So we have an artist, we have an artist and designer, and we have a theologian who focuses her work on how space and place impact our worship experience and our understanding of God. And so we're going to have this panel of experts reflecting on and considering how space and place impact our experience of God. But then we're inviting people who come to send in a digital image ahead of time of a place in their church that may not look as pretty, you know, or as finished as it could, and then our panel will make suggestions. So it's combining, you know, head and heart, you know, head and hands in a way that will be very, very interesting to see how it plays out. So we're excited about that.
Yeah, and I know Patricia Bowman and some of the things she's been doing with worship art and that as well. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah, she really is an artist who, you know, brings together experience of worship with painting, with art, with beautiful visual representations of who we are and who God is. So it'll just be a really good experience.
Yep. Well, we're going to take one final break, and then we'll wrap up our conversation with Karen Stiller from the David Festival. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM. Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Long Journey Home from the Metronome CD by the Mike Jansen Trio. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with Karen Stiller. Karen, when will the festival be taking place this year?
That 2 weekends in April. So April 17th, we have visual arts and writing and choral. And April 10th to 11th, the weekend before, we have the worship band and songwriting workshops with Brian Dirksen and the other part of the team.
Mm-hmm. Well, looking at this year's festival, what's kind of exciting you the most about the whole thing?
Well, a couple of things. I have always been a Brian Dirksen fan. His music has impacted my spiritual life and my experience of God, and so I am personally looking forward to very much hearing Brian perform and his band and seeing what they're doing with Psalms, because I know he and the Shire Poets have been doing some really interesting interpretation of Psalms. So as a writer, that really interests me too. I want to experience that. So that excites me personally. Carolyn Weaver, of course, from the writing workshop. I can't wait to take that workshop and experience that. And the visual arts workshop that I mentioned earlier, where we're hoping to really combine, you know, the thinking and the doing, which is really what all the workshops do. But that has got me excited as well. And of course, choral. I'm a choir music person. I love choir music. So that will be wonderful to see how that plays out in our own church as well. And then let me put a plug in for the drama workshop, which we didn't spend a lot of time talking about. That represents the David Festival, again, going into new territory and recognizing another, you know, incredibly important art expression with worship. So we have Jenny Boot coming from the People's Church in Toronto. And so we're really hoping youth especially, a couple of the workshops are designed especially for youth, but they're not all just for youth. But we're really, you know, we have our fingers crossed and we're holding our breath to see if people respond to that great invitation. So we're hoping that they'll come out in droves.
Yep. If people are interested in finding out about the David Festival, where can they get that information?
Yeah, the best place is the website, which is davidfestival.ca, and you'll find every workshop there, registration. You can register online. It's easy to do, and again, it's a very affordable festival, and we're just happy to welcome people.
Well, Karen, thanks very much for your time tonight.
Thanks, Robert. It's always great to chat.
Thank you to Listening for Arts Connection today, and thank you to my guest, Karen Stiller. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at www.selahministries.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, a production of Selah Ministries, email robert@selahministries.ca. Follow us on Twitter at Selah13. Look for the Arts Connection page on Facebook, or check out the Arts Connection blog at rdalelesley@wordpress.com. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.